Sonography, and this is the first part of a three-part video series called Sweet Tweets based on a Node, Angular, and Express application that I've written using Visual Studio Code and Visual Studio Online. All the code is available publicly on GitHub, and the application is hosted in a web app on Microsoft Azure. The web application takes in a search term in an input box and sends that to Twitter to collect all the tweets relating to that search term, and then takes the content from each of those tweets and sends it to Azure Machine Learning for text analysis, so I can determine if the tweet is more positive or more negative based on the sentiment. The first part here, it looks into setting up Node and Visual Studio Code and also pulls some of the packages that we'll need from NPM and gets a working web application up and running locally.
Thanks so much for joining me here in part one of this three-part series, Sweet Tweets. This is the overview here of this application. This is a Node, Angular, and Express web application. This first part is going to walk through how to get all of this set up and how to install Node and Visual Studio Code, the IDE that I decided to use for this project. So this is a web application running in Azure. And as we can see here, it's just a single page application with a big title, a search box, and a submit button, of course, a navigation bar at the top. So if I type in a search term into this input box, then I'm going to get back a bunch of tweets. And these tweets are going to be sent, the content of the tweets are going to be sent to Azure Machine Learning to return a score. So the cool thing about the Twitter API call is that it searches inside the tweet, it searches for the username, it searches the retweets, and then when I send this to Azure Machine Learning Text Analytics, I get a score back between 0 and 1. And the higher the score is, the closer the score is to 1, the more positive the sentiment of the tweets are, so the more happy the tweet might be. And then the closer the scores are to 0, then the more negative or the more sad or mad or whatever the tweets will be. And so here I'm getting all different kinds of scores. I'm getting some negatives, I'm getting some positives. In the code, I'm just appending if the score is less than 0.5, the negative part. If it's greater than 0.5 or equal to, then it's a positive, more positive score. So it also works for other terms too. Like here I've searched for cat. And so it's coming back with all sorts of different tweets relating to cat. So it does do a snapshot. The API call to the get the tweets is only going to pull a few of the more recent tweets. It's not real-time streaming. It's not updating. It's just about a week ago, what did the tweets look like that fit this search term? So to get started, the first thing I did was install Node. And just doing a quick search for Node, I find the site nodejs.org, and that's going to take me to a download page. So I downloaded for Windows because that's the operating system I'm using, and I just click this big green button that says version 5. Whatever, the stable latest version. And so after I went through the installer, I now in PowerShell have access to this node command, and I can do node dash dash version and see I'm running actually version 5.3.0. So after installing Node, I now have access to this command in PowerShell, which is going to make life real easy. The next thing I do is create a folder for where I want this project to be. I've named the folder Node Twitter Azure ML Demo. Just put it under Documents, nothing too crazy there. After this, I installed Visual Studio Code. So doing another quick search here in Bing for Visual Studio Code, I'm going to find the site code.visualstudio.com. And this is going to take me to another download. It automatically senses that I have Windows, and so I'm just going to click, yeah, download for Windows, but this also works on Linux, and it works on Mac as well. It's a very friendly cross-platform IDE. It's super lightweight. It also gives some of the more intelligent features, more advanced features like IntelliSense that come with Visual Studio. So it's very awesome. Works great with Node.js and ASP.NET, so this is exactly why I chose to go with this IDE. It's lightweight, it works with what I needed. And so after installing, I'm able to do open with code after a right click in my project folder, and that's going to open up Visual Studio Code. And so on the left hand side here, I've got this Explorer panel, and it's already positioned itself into my working project folder, which is great because I'm able to just go ahead and add files or folders. And to begin a Node project, I typically start with the package.json. And normally I would populate that manually, but Node comes with a command called npm init. And so I'm going to copy the address to my project folder and change directories. And immediately, something great that Visual Studio Code does is that it automatically puts those files in. So I created that file package.json and I saw it immediately. So to put some information, put some code into this package.json file, I'm going to use the command npm init. And npm just comes with the Node install, so there's nothing extra I had to do. And it's going to ask me, what do I want to be inside this package.json? So I'm going to go through all of these questions. I'm going to change the name to Node Twitter Azure ML Demo, all lowercase, choose version 1.0.0, enter a nice little description, search Twitter and send tweet content to Azure ML for text analysis. My entry point is actually going to be a file called main.js, which we will create first. And I'm going to skip the test commands and the git repository and the keywords for now and come back to those later. Now all this code is available on GitHub, so you'll see me copy and paste some code over. But this is a real working project I have here. There's nothing different from it, and the steps that I take are exactly the steps I took in the original project. So it's created this package.json for me and populated it with the display here. And typically the next thing I need to do is install some packages. And we do that with npm install. But I don't have any packages listed under my dependencies in my package.json, so all it did was create this empty node modules folder. So let's go ahead and add some package dependencies that I know I'm going to need for this project. And so here I've pasted in dependencies Express, Mongoose, Request, and Twitter. There's a couple different ways to install packages with the npm command. The first way is putting it in the package.json, and I'm going to actually delete this Twitter package from my package.json to show the other way to install a package without using a package.json. So I'm going to install these three packages here using npm install. It's going to look at my package.json. It's going to see that I have those three dependencies labeled, and it's going to go ahead and pull those into my project under node modules. So while that's going, let's go ahead and create the main.js file. So over on the left hand side in the Explorer panel, I can create a new file, main.js. Checking on the npm install, it's still running, so we'll continue with the main.js file. I'm going to do some magic pasting here. I'm just declaring four variables that are going to be used throughout the project. And the first one's just using the Express library that we're pulling in from the npm install. And the second one is app that's going to use Express. Mongoose is sort of set up. I have it here for later, but I could delete it actually. And then Tweets controller is going to require a file that we have not created yet. It's going to live under server controllers and be called Twitter controller. So let's go ahead and create that. I'm going to go over to the left-hand side of Visual Studio Code and create the folder server. And under server, I'm going to have controllers. And then under controllers, I'm going to have my file twittercontroller.js. And the npm install has completed. So if I open up node modules, I'm going to see all of these new folders that have been generated. And I have Express, Mongoose, and Request available to me now since I have put those in my package.json. So the other way to install a package is by doing npm install and the name of the package, Twitter. To save that into my package.json file, we need the --save or --save --dev. The save dev part is going to save it under dev dependencies in my package.json rather than plain old dependencies like we did before. So this is great. However, I want to go ahead and switch this over to just dependencies instead of my dev dependencies, because this is a package that I actually need in production of this app as well as in development. So I'm going to do npm install twitter dash dash save instead of dash dash save dev. And while that installs, I'm going to delete the dev dependency from the package.json. And I should see it pop up under dependencies where I had deleted it before. It worked, and I think I had to delete it again. I had a little file conflict issue here from deleting that part of the dev dependencies. So if you're following along, wait to delete the dev dependencies until after the second install. Okay, so here we have Twitter back under dependencies, and Node comes with a few different features that we can do for pulling these packages. There's little symbols that we can punch in front of each of these version numbers, and they mean different things, like the caret or the tilde could mean grab the latest library available for this package. If there's no symbol there, then that means just grab that exact package number. So I'm going to paste in the live working package.json that I have in the real Twitter Azure Machine Learning project. And so the first part there is all regular stuff. These second two things here are links to the actual GitHub, and along with this home page. And then the main.js file is what we had before. I brought dev dependencies back in, but it is just empty. There's nothing in it. And testing we will add later. And I have populated the keywords array with a few keywords I thought might be useful, and then I changed my name to my full name. So nothing really changed here drastically other than just adding some more descriptive information. Back over on the main.js file, we started with these four variables, and we're going to add a couple of more items. So app.get is going to use Express. And anytime someone comes to visit the site, it's actually going to deliver the file client-views-index.html, which is a file that we need to create. So under the left-hand side of Visual Studio Code, I'm going to create the folder client. Under client, I'll have the folder views, and under views will be index.html. So this next section here is just for anyone that wants to visit the JavaScript or CSS files. It's actually going to be under the client folder. And so we're just going to create two new folders here, JS and CSS. And then this next call is our REST API. And so anytime someone visits the or makes a call to the API, it's going to find the function list under our tweets controller. And the last thing we do here is just locating the port for this application to run on. So this is the completed main.js file. So I'm going to clear out my PowerShell window. And let's try to run this project. If we type in node main.js, that's our typical command to run this project. It's going to tell me that route.get requires callback functions. And so what is happening here is that I need to go into my Twitter controller JS file and create this module.exports.list function, because it wasn't able to find the list function before. So now if I try running this again, node main.js, it's listening on port 3000. This is a working web application running locally. So if I type in my browser localhost 3000, it is a running web application right here pulling out my index.html file. we don't see anything because the index.html file is blank, but we will fix that in part two. Thanks so much.